Just started in there. I'm new like the rest of y'all, this is my beginning here too, so we're all getting to know each other a little bit. Tefillah. So Ruben came over to me this morning, asked me if I could speak about tefillah to the Hevra. So it's one of those sugyas in Avodah Hashem, tefillah. You can't say it in 5 minutes, you can't say it in 20 minutes, you can't say it in an hour. It requires a lot of avodah. So to be with Tom seemed a little bit very hard. But we'll just try to put out a kolyistic inyan, a general inyan of what tefillah is and how we could relate to tefillah a little bit. Just to mechazik each other. I also, every single person in the world needs chizik and tefillah. So, there's a gemara in Brachos on Daf Vav Amud Beis that says like this. It says, there's something that stands, I'll say it outside. So there's something that stands, Berumo She'olam. It says, stands at the highest point of the whole world. Ubnei Adam is Zazlan Bo. And it says, people are just make fun of it. They trample on it with their feet, right? With their feet, they don't think anything of it. Ezuzu, what's this? Gemara says, Zu Tefillah. It says, something that stands at the highest point of the whole entire world. And people just throw it in the garbage. So that's tefillah. So you have to understand, when we're talking about tefillah, like, you know, we could say in Mashalim that, yo, if you're talking to the Prime Minister of Israel, say all these things. But just to start, we're holding by the Rumo Sha'olam, the highest point in the whole entire world. It's not a small thing. So we have to ask ourselves, what's my shaykhus to tefillah? Right? What's my personal relation with tefillah? Any Sfardim here? So Sfardim, everyone knows Ben Yishchai, yeah? So Ben Yishchai's Yirtzai is tonight, actually. So for his Yirtzai, I'll give you a Vortzai's Yirtzai. So Ben Yishchai says something mamish unbelievable. He says, what's a Jew's relationship, personal relationship with tefillah? So he says like this. It's like, we know every letter in the Aleph Beis can be spelled out also. For example, you have an Aleph. So an Aleph is spelled Aleph Lamed Pei. Yeah? A Beis is Beis Yud Tav. Okay? So he says, you take the word Adam, which we're all Adam, yeah? So Adam, first you have Aleph, so it's about Aleph. Aleph Lamed Pei, yeah? Then you take a Dalid Lamed Tav. Then you take a Mem, Mem Mem. So the outer words are Aleph Dalid Mem, yeah? So if you take the inner words, what we said Dalid Mem, Lamed Pei, and Lamed Tav. Sorry, we said Lamed Pei, Lamed Tav, and Mem. What's the spell? It spells Mispalel. It says the Etzim, the Emes of what a person is, the Atzmius, the essence of who you are, you're Mispalel. You're Davin. So just to start like that itself. So we all think, how could I daven? It's who you are. You're a davener. So that's Nekuda Aleph. So now, our goal on Avodas Hashem is Vatem Veikim Bashem Akechem Chayim Kul Chameyom. It's to have a Dveikas Hashem, to connect to Hashem in emesdik way. So I heard this from my Rebbe Rav Moshe Tzvi Weinberg, quoted the Maharal. So like this, says the Gemara Pirkei Avos says that the world stands on three things. Right? Anyone know what those are? It says Torah, Avoda u'gemilas chasadim. So Torah we know is Torah. It says Avoda is usually Avoda is tefillah, and gemilas chasadim. Alright? So now there's a concept also that there's three types of mitzvahs. There's ben adam l'chavero, ben adam l'atma, ben adam l'makom. Yeah? So the Maharal says like this. He says, gemilas chasadim. What do we think gemilas chasadim is? Right. Ben adam l'chavero. So tefillah is what? Ben adam l'makom. Torah is what? Ben adam l'atma. But what do you see is your connection with Hashem? Tefillah. It's ben adam l'makom. Because your personal connection to the Borei Olam himself is through tefillah. That you want to see where a person's holding in his relationship with Hashem, it's how does he daven? What's his davening like? You know, you could have a lot of guys who can learn a lot. But outside the base measures, there's bichlal no connection. You wouldn't know that they're yeshiva bacher. Well, you see a person's connection is what's their davening like? Who they are? That's their atzmius, right? So it goes like that. So a lot of people, so, you know, Rav Soloveitchik says like this, Rav Moshe Tzvi Yossel, says when Rav Soloveitchik came to America, he said something that he realized about American people is that they come to shul, they come to daven to finish. I'm sure we could all relate to that, right? They come to shul, you know, how long is davening today? Half hour? Okay, I could do that. I mean, people that, they just throw davening in the garbage. Well, you see this here also, right? You'll see someone davening, top guy, he's davening, in the middle of Aleinu, he already has his hand on his Gemara, looking, oh, I can't make that back. Do we know what the words of Aleinu mean? Remember in Shmoneh Esrei, we're like, oh, okay, well, what's the sugi I'm going to learn today? Right? So the people are very mechashev Torah, which, again, Torah is the ikar. But to the expense of, they throw tefillah in the garbage. So, you know, we had Parshas Ekev a couple weeks ago. So there's a beautiful pasuk there. It says like this. It says, ki lo alechem levado yichyeh ha'adam, ki al kol motzei pi Hashem yichyeh ha'adam. Right? It says, not on bread alone does a person live, rather what? Ki al kol motze pi Hashem yichei adam. So the Rabbeinu Bachai on the pasuk, two pasuk later, says that whenever you see the word lechem, right, bread, lechem is always a remez to Torah. Torah is called lechem. Okay, so the pasuk says, but ki lo al halechem levado yichei adam. It says you don't only live on lechem. So what does it say? Rather, ki al kol motze pi Hashem yichei adam. So what is this ki al kol motze pi Hashem? So Hashem sent me a remez that what? So ki al kol motze pi Hashem yichei adam is gematria 515, it's gematria exactly tefillah. That you want to know where you get your chiyas from? You want to know where the Torah gets its chiyas from also? It's when there's tefillah. But Torah, without tefillah, there's no chiyas there. Right? What do we call Torah? Eitz chayim yilmachzikim bo. But if an eitz without chayim, that's not Torah. That's not anything. But the way you mamshich, the way you grab that chiyas into your Torah, is through tefillah itself. That's where we get our chiyas from. That's why Reb Nachman says something unbelievable. There's a pasuk in Tehillim that says, it's in Perek Lamed Beis, it says, Tfila, Tfila lekel chayai. So Reb Nachman reads like this, Tfila lekel chayai. He says, Tfila lekel, when I dive into kel, which is Hashem, Tfila lekel, period, chayai. That's my chiyas. That's my life force. That you want to see someone who's living, your tfila is what gives you life. That's where a person gets his life from. So in Zmiros on Shabbos, we say, I'll sing it out for you guys. I'm sure you guys recognize it. We say, Nachlas Yaakov Yirash Bili Mitzarim. Everyone knows that again? Yeah? So we say the following words. We say, Nachlas Yaakov Yirash Bili Mitzarim Nachla. So there's something called a Nachla Bili Mitzarim. It's called a portion without any boundaries to it, right? Imagine if I give you something, and I tell you that you can use this car, but you can only go 5 miles with it. It's tough. You wanna go all out. So imagine if I give you a car and say you can drive wherever you want. It's unlimited. So that's what we call Nachla B'li Mitzarim. That's what Shabbos. Shabbos is called the Nachla B'li Mitzarim. So what else is Nachla B'li Mitzarim? So I remember my Rebbe Rav Matl Zilbis, the Chinna Rebbe, said 4 or 5 years ago. He said, Nachla B'li Mitzarim is gematria also exactly tefillah. You want to know what a portion is that has no boundaries to it, which has all the brachos in it? Everything you're looking for in life, where is that? He says, that's tefillah. When a Jew connects to tefillah like that, it opens up all the gates for you. Wherever you're holding your Avodah Hashem, some people are holding up here, some people, whatever it is, but the way you can get any bracha you need, it's when you connect to the world of tefillah. Right? There's a pasuk that says, Ish emunah rov brachos. That a person who has emunah, he has all the brachos. So you ask though, what does emunah have to do with tefillah? Emunah is here, tefillah is here, what's the shaykh has to do? So, we'll go inside for a second. So in the Sefer Likutei Maran, Rabbi Nachman, he says like this. He says, duh. He says, you want to know why we're stuck in Galus? It's because we struggle with our Muna. Because no one has a Muna today. Right? He quotes a pasuk from Shir Hashirim. And then he says the following words. He says, Ve'emuna hu bechinas tefila. He says, Emuna is tefila. Why? Why is Emuna tefila? So like this. Because let's say you have someone, chas v'shalom, someone's sick. Right? Someone's sick. So now what do? You daven for them to be healed. So by you davening for them, you're davening that something that is, you're davening for that to change, right? So now, if you didn't believe in what you were saying, then you wouldn't do it. So obviously, the fact that you're davening for something to change and shows that you have emunah in it, which shows that tefillah and emunah are one thing together. That's why if you look by parts of the Malik, everyone should know here, the Iker time of the year is Purim. Okay, I'm just going to put that out here by now. So anytime you hear anything with anything, it all comes back to Purim. That's a side note. So when you look at Milchemes HaMalik, yeah? So Milchemes HaMalik, it says that whenever Moshe's hands were up, Klai Yisrael would be winning. And if his hands, Chas Shalom, weren't up, then HaMalik would be Mizgaber. So if you look, it's very weird what the Torah says. It says when Moshe's hands were up, it says, Vayhi Yadav Emuna. It says his hands were Emuna. What does that mean, his hands were Emuna? How could your hands be Emuna? So if you look at Targum Unklis, he says there, it says, Yadav Proshim Betzloi. It says his hands were spread out in tefillah. Which means, what do we see? We see that emunah and tefillah is one thing. And if we go back to what it said before, ish emunah rov brachos. That a person who has emunah, which means a person who has tefillah, is a person who has all the brachos in the world. So you want to know where to get bracha from? You want to know where to tap into that source where all blessings coming into us? It's when a Jew makes his life that I become shaykh to tefillah. That I make tefillah part of my life. Now, a huge part of tefillah, is that you can't just come into tefillah. You can't just roll out of bed and just roll, okay, I'll daven. You can't just roll out of a meal with your stomach's halfway still in your food. You have to prepare for it. So for a separate eating, that's the eating of a mikvah. Not speak about that now. But something to be making yourself for. Right, for example, I'll give you a mashal. Yeah, if someone's building a house. Yeah, if you're building a house. So if the outside looks very nice, but the foundations of your house are built out of nothingness, what's going to happen to the house? The outside looks very nice, but it's going to crumble in a couple of days, a couple of months. So the main part of the house is the foundation. It's called, in Hebrew, it's called the yesod. Right? The yesod, that's the main part of your house. So tefillah also. Right? We know we say in Tanakh, we say, ki basi, base tefillah. So there's something called a base tefillah, which means that tefillah is shayach to a bayis. Just as you build a bayis, so you have to build your tefillah. If you look into deeper svarim, the whole inyan of tefillah itself is that you're building. So now, that's the yesod. So the ikr, the main thing to tefillah is that you have to be mechin, hachana. Hachana means to prepare. So hachana is gematria exactly yesod. That you want to know how your tefillah is going to come out, you want to know what the yesod of your tefillah is, it's the hachana you put into it. Whether it's coming 5 minutes earlier to davening, to put on your tefillin b'kedusha, put on, if you wear a talis, put on your talis with the mindset, to learn a sefer on tefillin, whatever it is. But just to try to get yourself in that mindset of, where am I entering into? Right? There's a kavana from Arizal. He says, whenever a Jew comes into Beis Medrash, you walk in by saying, "Beis Elokim nahalech b'ragesh," which means that what regesh is like from Lashon of Hargasha, that like, I'm trembling a little bit. To see, I'm entering into the house of the king, to prepare ourselves a little bit for what tefillah is, to where we're going into. So now, you might think, how many times you daven a day? Anyone? 3 times a day. So a person might think, so chakras are daven, mincha daven, marav daven, that's it. So it's not true. The person says, no, not true. So Rav Nachman gives a mashal. He says like this, yeah? Imagine you have a highway, yeah? You have to get from point A to point B, but through that way, on that highway, there's a lot of robbers, there's bandits, there's murderers. So it's a very dangerous road to travel, right? So what's a person going to do? Now, if you go that way, you might make it, you might not. It says what a person's learned to do, it says you have to create a derech chadash, a shvil chadash. It means that what? It might be a little bit risky, but you have to go through the forest and create your own path. Nachman says that's creating your own tefillah also. To what? To speak to Hashem in your own words. Tefillah is not just rooted in Shachar Mincha Maariv. Tefillah is always. There's always room for tefillah. Right? So that's why if you look in this, in the Kutim Aran, Nachman says, Dor Chaf Hei. He says like this. It's a longer Torah, but we'll try to be Matzamtzem a little bit. It says, Gam. Tov Lasos Meha Torah Tefillah. It's a very good thing to take the Torah that you learn and turn that Torah into tefillah. Dehainu. When you hear a Dvar Torah from Rabbi Rimler, Rabbi Rimler speaks to you guys, or you learn something in Gemara, or you hear a Shira, whatever it is, then instead of just getting up and shouting your Gemara, before you leave, say like this, that whatever you just learned, say to Hashem, let's say I just learned about building a sukkah, right? Schach. Hashem, please help me be zocha to whatever the schach means in Avodas Hashem, whatever sukkah means in Avodas Hashem, let me zocha to understand that and to make it part of my life. Right? If you learn Mesil Sesharim, you learn about being a better person, being nicer to a friend. So learn it, say Hashem, please help me also learn how to be nicer to my friend. It's taking whatever you learn and turning that into a tefillah. To say to Hashem, when am I going to be able to live with this? The kamhu rachok mizat. Realize how far I am from it. The vakish miito yisbarach sheizakehu lavo the chohanem rasham osamemer. And to beg Hashem and say, please help me make this into my life. Is that to realize that all the time is shayach to tefillah, wherever you are, it's always shayach to tefillah. You can always put a tefillah in. So now, what are we all longing for? Right, we daven every day. We're all longing for Mashiach. Yeah, we're all longing for Mashiach. So this is what Rav Nachman says. Just two words. It says ki ikr kli zaino shel Mashiach, the ikr, the main weapon of Mashiach, hu hatfilah. Says the main, it's a much longer Torah, but it says the main weapon of Mashiach is tefillah. What does that mean? Where do you get that from? So now, whenever you think of Mashiach, who do you think of? Anyway, it's open game. Who do you think of when you think of Mashiach? David Melech, right? David Malka Mashiach, like we say. The Zohar says David Malka Mashiach. Yeah. So what's David HaMelech? Who's David HaMelech? If you were to say, what's one trait that defines David HaMelech? What would you say it is? Tehillim, good. Anything else? He's a big Talmud Chacham. He's a big warrior, he's a king. But David HaMelech himself says who he is. Listen to this. In Parakuf Tess in Tehillim, very good Eitzah for us. If you want to get into Tefillah, it's very good to be Marba in Tehillim. Listen to what David HaMelech says. Tachas Havasi Yistenuni Va'ani Tefillah. He says, you want to know what I am? Vani tefillah. He says, "Who I am tefillah." That the metzias of David Melech who's the shorish of Mashiach, he says, my inyan is that I'm tefillah. Which means that if a person wants to make themselves connected to Mashiach, which means living gula, Sfarim say that Mashiach isn't only shayach to Mashiach for the whole world. A person himself could have a personal gula also. And what a person wants to know, how do I have that personal gula? It's by connecting myself to tefillah. That's the derech of David HaMelech. What we're all longing for. It's making yourself shayach to that inyan of Mashiach. It's being mechazik yourself in tefillah. Tefillah is a tefillah's metzius. We all need to be mechazik in as much as we can. So now just to finish with we're learning Masechta Sukkah this year. Yeah, so what does the bottom of Beis Aman Aleph say? It says, Tzei midiras keva, v'yeshev bidiras arai. Right, so the inyan of the Sukkah is that you go out of diras keva and you sit in the diras arai. Yeah? So it's interesting. If you look in Pirkei Avos, it says about Torah. It says, Asei toras keva. It says, Kaveh itil matora. That you have to make your Torah keva. Right? So you see Torah is shayach to keva. So that's not a Sukkah then, I guess. Right? What does it say about tefillah? It says, Al ta'as tefillas ha-keva. Do not make your tefillah keva. Which means that tefillah is what? Tefillah is arai. Who's the sukkah called after? Harachamon hu yakim lanu es sukkas David hanafales. Which seems to show us that the sukkah itself is a metzius of tefillah. Which means that we're all osik in this year. We're learning sukkah. Which means that the inyan is, the sukkah is a gemara. The idea is, don't just take the gemara and say, okay, that's it, I learned it. Take the gemara, turn it into tefillah. Make it that your life is supposed to be a tefillah. Everything in the world, you can always daven. That's one of the best things about Avodas Hashem. Is that when you're connected to Hashem, you realize every second you could daven. You know what Sfarim say? You know what Rav Nachman says, where Tehillim was written? Anyone know? It says, Tehillim was written, David HaMelech, under his covers before he went to sleep every night. He used to cry under his covers, that's how he wrote Tehillim. Under your covers before you go to sleep. Who thought you could daven there? But that's what tefillah reveals, is that anywhere you go is shayach to tefillah. So just to finish with the maysa, so anyone here heard of Rav Simcha Bunim Pshischa before? So Rav Simcha Bunim Pshischa is one of the big Hasidic tzaddikim. So today's his yahrzeit. Rav Rimler's brother's name is Simcha Bunim, right? I don't know any shaykhs, but he used to daven in Armenian. So Rav Simcha Bunim Pshischa, yeah? So a chassid came to Rav Simcha Bunim one time, and he said to him, Rebbe, mamish, when I daven, I have such headaches. So why do you have headaches? He says, because whenever I daven, my machshava, I put all my brain into tefillah, and I come out, I can't daven anymore. For months already, I have a headache every single time. And so Rav Simcha Bunim looked at him, he's like, I don't understand. Why would you have headaches? How would you possibly have a headache during tefillah? He says, what's tefillah called? It says, Ezu Avodah Shebelev. What's tefillah called? It says, Ezu Avodah Shebelev. What's the avodah of the heart? Zu tefillah. Tefillah, he said to him, tefillah is not supposed to be in your head. It's supposed to be in your heart. You feel something. It's supposed to be our gush in the lev. The lev is the place where you feel something. So tefillah is not supposed to be like, okay, I know the words. Okay, I know this word means that word. And you come out and you don't feel anything. You're supposed to put yourself into tefillah. Just when you're dancing, right? You clap your hands when you're dancing. You're so excited. You know where that comes from? That comes from the lev. It comes from the feeling of the heart. So too in tefillah. Don't let it be dry. Don't let tefillah be dry. You come to tefillah, you know, people daven like this. You know, they just like stand like this. You know, they look like they're dead. You know what I mean? Don't be dead in tefillah. It says, tefillah kel chayai. It's supposed to be fiery. Like David HaMelech says, Cham libi bikirbi. He says, my heart's on fire. Do you know what? My tefillah's on fire. But don't let it just be another thing that people leave Eretz Yisrael. I'm telling you, I was in America the last 5 years. So many people went to yeshiva with David in I remember I heard this guy in college last year. He said, dude, you know what I just did? Daven Michamara 15 minutes straight. I'm like, oi, why is that? Why do people look? Why is that good? You're talking to Hashem. Rumo Shalom, the highest point in the world. But it's a secret. It's a secret for only the people who are shy of it. So it's up to you guys. It's a hakdama. I also need chizik. You know, I'm willing to speak to everyone with tefillah I need and be mechazik as much. But it's up to you guys. The beginning of the year, one of the things to focus on is make sure you don't leave here without tefillah. Dab. It's the kesher for all you need in your whole life. When you mechazik tefillah, your life's a different life. The way you see people is different. Everything's different. So b'schus that, shbizocha to daven with achias. So for that day of harachmon yakim, sukkas daven hanfalas, the gula shlema.